I'd like to talk a little bit about the risk analysis portion of the presentation. In the graph where you had likelihood on the vertical axis and impact on the horizontal axis, you identified one of the top risks in terms of likelihood and impact as being stronger competition. Can you talk a little bit more about how you factored in the competitive risk analysis into your analysis? I saw some of the slides that had the circles, which were either solid blue or quarter blue or half blue, and I assume blue means good and white means bad. But I'd just like to know a little bit how you, with regard to one of the highest risks that you identify, how you factored that into your overall analysis.
Okay. So first of all, we defined some drivers that we thought they were important for our analysis of the competitive scenario. These drivers are different for the European market, for the American market, and for the Asian market. In the case of the Asian market, the main drivers that we identified are the product design quality, the distribution network, and the quality of the production itself. And on the basis of this driver that we identified, we choose the value of the different competitors of Piaggio based on facts, so numbers, and based on market analysis that we found and we could analyze. And regarding the two competitors that are most relevant for Piaggio, that are the two competitors that are entering the market soon, so Nissan and General Motors, we try to extrapolate what could be their positioning in the market depending on their joint ventures that they had, because both the two companies are entering the market through a joint venture. Nissan is entering with a joint venture together with Ashok Leyland. That's a company that's operating in the Indian market for the light commercial vehicle market, while General Motors is entering together with SAIC, that's the Shanghai Automotive Industry Company. So they have different level of knowledge of the market and different distribution network already there. And so on the basis of this, we could try to extrapolate what is the future of these two companies in the industry. So
If I may add something from the modeling point of view, because of competition, we assumed in India and Southeastern Asia a slightly decreasing EBITDA margin over the next 3 and 5 years, even though those markets have still a substantially higher EBITDA margin marginality compared to European market. And we also modeled this risk in our Monte Carlo simulation. We assumed, we assigned a distribution to our EBITDA margin in order to consider the case in which the competition may be stronger of what we embedded in the base case of our model.
Did you anticipate any problems in repatriation of profits from those Far Eastern countries?
Excuse me, may you repeat the question, please?
Did you anticipate any problems repatriating profits from those southeastern markets?
Yeah, actually, the problem with repatriation profits, it's not from Southeastern Asia when the taxation regime is very favorable, but from India. Since there is a dividend distribution tax that goes from 13% to 17%, it depends on the cases, and that's the only factor that's a bit penalizing India, who, by the way, has a great marginality.
When you determined the weighted average cost of capital for India and Vietnam, how much did you put in for political risk?
Well, political risk is embedded in the country risk premium that we assign to the cost of equity in these countries. As for India, the country risk premium is 3.6%, and as for Vietnam, it's higher, it's 6%. This country risk premium are reported also in the website of Professor Damodaran, and this premium embeds not only the political risk, but also the economic risk of the countries. Nonetheless, we analyzed the situation in India, And we believe that the main risks that are now present in India, that is inflation and corruption, do not affect Piaggio in such a large way that could affect our target price.
To what extent does currency exchange influence your decision or the company's operations? Currency exchange rate.
Did you ask about the exchange rate?
Yes.
Yes, the company applies derivatives on exchange rate risk, exactly 100% on translation risk and 66% on transaction risk. Therefore, we don't think this would affect the company in the midterm. Nevertheless, in the longer term, the fluctuation could have an effect on Piaggio's margins.
There's also to say that since what they sell in India is produced in India and what they sell in Vietnam is produced in Vietnam, there's a natural hedging since they are getting revenues and sustaining costs in the same currency.
How the company finance their expansion in Southeast Asia and India? I noticed there's a fair amount of debt carried in their balance sheet. Is there any local currency borrowings in India and Southeast Asia, and how they what would be the borrowing cost vis-a-vis the debt they can borrow from Italian bank?
Are you asking me how they are financing their expansion plan in Southeast Asia?
Right.
Okay. They are not financing this expansion plan in dong, neither in Indian rupee. They are financing it in euro. And the cost of financing for Piaggio has decreased, obviously, during the last year because of the crisis. By the way, half of their debt is fixed rate, the other half is floating rate, but they are keeping under control the cost of debt. And they focus it on the leveraging. So they can finance this expansion with cash. For example, the new plants that they are going to build in Vietnam, for example, just cost 60 million euros, and they have margins to finance them with cash.
We can also add that the company has credit line available. They have 125 million credit line available irrevocable and 150 million credit line available revocable.
You said that one of the risks to the company is higher energy prices. Is it also, more of a benefit to the company, or is it more of a negative to the company?
Yeah. That could be a negative impact on the company. In fact, the company does not apply any financial hedging to hedge this risk. We can look in it into more details. We performed a sensitivity analysis on oil price. As you can see in this chart, EPS could fall to 0.125 euros in 2011 and 0.109 euros for 2012. We distinguished these two scenarios as in the shorter term, the energy costs would have an impact only on energy costs, as the company has multi-year supply contracts in which prices are negotiated only once a year. In the longer term, a higher cost of oil prices would have also an impact on component costs. But we don't think this would be a great impact, as the company can count on its great bargaining power and its high pricing power. As for pricing power, the company can transfer part of the increase in costs to prices and therefore to customers. As far as concerns the bargaining power, the company has suppliers that are at the majority captive. That means that a high percentage of their sales comes from the company itself. Therefore, they can't run the risk of losing their major client. That's why we think this won't have a major effect on Piaggio's margins.
Uh, How does this company
time? Thank you.